Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
An error doesn't become truth by reason of multiplied propagation, nor does truth become error because no one will see it. I'd like to say that I'm so smart and profound that I came up with that myself, but the truth is I didn't. Mahatma Gandhi said it. I can't even claim that I was smart enough to discover this profound sentiment. I discovered it as a signature quotation on an email from my friend, veterinary naturopath Dr. Kim Bloomer. That quotation is so perfect for someone engaged in animal-related work that's definitely outside the box that I couldn't help thinking about other places where such sentiment would also hold true. In what other areas of animal-related activities could we say that an error has been propagated to the point that it becomes truth, and that those who would question that propagated error are accused of being wrong themselves? The more I thought about it, the more examples came to mind. Certainly, annual vaccination in companion animals is one. How long were we vaccinating dogs and cats for distemper and all of the diseases that were in those multiple vaccines? How long were we vaccinating for rabies every year? That was an error of propagation. The veterinarians did it because they were taught to do it. And we just kept doing it and doing it and doing it until pretty soon it seemed right. And then when a few brave souls started to say, hey, wait a minute, why are we doing this? They were the ones who were viewed as terribly, terribly wrong. Same thing is happening right now with spay and neuter. For years and years and years, the error was propagated that spay and neuter before companion animals reached sexual maturity was the only way to go. And anyone who dared question that, and I was among them and remain among them, was wrong. Terribly, terribly wrong. In that particular case, passions ran so high that being wrong even included threats. Or let's look at the superiority of a purebred. How long has that error been propagated? Imagine if somebody came to you and said, I want you to select the epitome of domestic dogs, the epitome of domestic cats, the epitome of domestic horses, sheep, goats, and all other domestic animals. One intact male, one intact female for each species. We are going to put them into suspended animation because this planet can no longer support life as we know it. Which domestic animals would you put in there? Would you put in purebreds? And if you decided to put in a purebred male and a purebred female, what breed would you pick? When I think of a fair number of purebreds, the only way I'd send them in a spaceship is if we had the full component of veterinary science waiting for them wherever they happened to land, because they couldn't survive. But for so many, many years, the error has been propagated that these represent the cream of the crop, the very, very best. Or how about training? For the longest time, the error was propagated that spare the rod and spoil the child and spoil the animal. And then the voice came in, the little quiet voice, and said, no, that's not right. You don't want to use punishment. You want to use reward. All reward. Each and every one of these is an example of an error that became a truth by virtue of being propagated. And I'm sure you can think of many, many more. And in fact, science is full of them. For every study that's out there, I'm sure if you look hard enough, or if we wait long enough, there will be another study that proves it's not true. And for every person who says something that's so outrageous that it strikes us as so, so wrong, don't condemn it out of hand. Don't say it's not true. I know this because for each and every one of the examples I gave you and a lot more, I accepted errors of propagation as truth too. And now I know differently. Now I leave the door open. And I'm lucky. I pay attention to what goes on in many, many disciplines. Propagated errors most easily succeed in closed environments. The environment of a single discipline where everybody plays by the same rules and uses the same vocabulary. When you get out in the real world and you get input from all kinds of different people, from all different disciplines, and from clients and from their animals, it's very, very difficult to hang on to some of those beliefs. Even if you'd like to, there are other people who don't share the fantasy, and they'll tell you right out, that's a crock. But once you get used to making mistakes, once you get used to saying, I was wrong, life gets a lot simpler. And in fact, I've been wrong so many times, I've gotten to the point now that if mentally I'm saying to myself, this is true, this is true, this is true, and it's not working, I just automatically take the opposite approach. Say, oh, the reason it's not working is because it's not really true. An error does not become truth by reason of multiplied propagation, nor does truth become error because no one else will see it. The joy comes from seeing it. Others don't need to see it in order for it to be true. All that matters, all that's really important, is whether it's true for us. And once we acknowledge that it is, then it's up to us to determine whether it really, really is true for us, or whether it's only true because someone else said it should be.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.